call it?
Pitchfork, maybe?
Maybe a pitchfork, right.
And let's see. What if you had a hedge? How would you keep it? And let's see. What if it were? Would you still call them shearers if they were power driven? And what if you had a tree outside and you wanted to cut that down? What would you use to cut your tree down with? And what if it was electric powered? What would you call it?
An electrical saw.
Do you ever call that a? Ever heard it called a chainsaw?
I've heard it called a chainsaw, but I didn't know what a chainsaw really was.
Never use one.
I'm telling you, not ever.
They're hard to use anyway. Yeah. And fairly dangerous. Now, when you go to this, store, this shop, used to buy different kinds of meat. Can you tell me about some of the different kinds of, say, cuts of beef that you might could buy at a store?
Prime rib roast, T-bone steaks, sirloin steaks, rump roast. Chuck roast.
What's the difference between those kinds of roasts, say rump roast and chuck roast?
It's their placement on the cow, on the steer. The rump is really not what it's really its real name implies. I think it's too tender a meat. And I believe the rump roast comes from kind of the center of the side. And the chuck comes from the butt, really, of a steer. And I forgot to tell you that I was a sales consultant for this.
So you know about this?
not as much as I ought to by now.
And
but
what about cuts of pork?
And pork, there's a roast, then there's the red. And you have pork steaks, which I don't like.
Where do the pork steaks usually come from? What part of them?
The pork steaks. I just bought a loin. So I don't know. Let me see. They took a roast out of the front portion. The pork steaks come right at what you would imagine would be the chest area, I think.
And the beef the same way? Beef steaks?
Beef steaks, no, they are somewhat assorted, more about like all over the the cow, I think.
That was butchery.
Right, like the T-bones and so forth, and the sirloin steaks.
And what are some of the different kinds of chicken you could buy for, now I'm talking about for different kinds of cooking purposes?
A hen, a rooster.
And
a frying chicken.
Yeah, fryer. And any other thing like fryer that you can buy?
In the chicken?
Or would you usually just buy a hen or a fryer?
A hen? No, I wouldn't fry a hen.
Wouldn't fry a hen? What do you usually fry?
A fryer or a rooster. And
what's a hen usually for? Would you even cook her?
For bacon. And it has to be baked a long time to really be tender. Now I have used a hen for making things like chicken salad. However, it doesn't cook as quickly and as easily. I like meat better, white meat, or chicken salad. Sometimes if I'm just making for the family, I'll make the dark and the white and the light and everything else. But if I'm serving it for a meeting or something like that, I try to be more selective.
What about different cuts of lamb? Do you know anything about cuts of lamb?
Not a bit.
Me either.
Oh, I hate
that
it.
Veal. That's it.
Just the smell of it.
You know, every other person I've talked to in Montgomery said the same thing.
And I think I just dislike it because I don't like the smell of the mutton. And I think that I came across the dislike for mutton, the mutton odor.